Miss Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Down Store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it's New Year's Day in Pine Ridge. The town's stores and shops are all closed, and its citizens are in their homes enjoying the holiday. As we look in on the little community now, we find Lum, Grandpappy Spears, and Ulysses S. Quincy in Abner's parlor, waiting for the New Year's dinner to be served. Listen.
1945. Grannies, it don't hardly seem possible that another year's rolled around already.
Oh, they go fast, they go fast. Again, a man gets up to our age, they whiz by like walking by a picket fence.
Yeah, it won't be long now, fellers. Woman says that they'll have the victuals on the table inside of 10 minutes.
Well, good, good. I might not starve half to death. How about you there, Ulysses?
Okay.
10 minutes, did you say, Abner?
Yeah, they said the turkey's taking longer than they figured it would, but they're working just as fast as they can.
Yeah, I hope it don't take much longer. The longer I sit here and smell all that food cooking, the hungrier I get. Just hope there's plenty of it.
Oh, this. Well, they'll have everything ready pretty quick now.
Yeah, good, good.
Can you move over a little bit there and let me sit down on the sofa, Ulysses?
Okay.
I'm getting tired of running twixt the parlor and the kitchen, finding out how the women folks are coming along.
Oh, yeah.
Doggies, 1945. Don't seem hardy like it's another year rolled around already, does it?
No, it sure don't.
No, sir. Say, Grandpap, if you're done looking at them snapshot photographs of little Pearl there, why don't you hand them to Ulysses?
Yeah, I'm done with them. Here you are, Ulysses. Some of these folks I couldn't make out there who they was.
Yeah, I saw them, Grandpap.
He saw them, Abner.
Oh, well, let Lum look at him, then.
I've saw him, too.
Oh. Well, has everybody saw him?
Yeah, we've all saw him.
They sure interesting, ain't they?
Uh-huh.
It's nice to see photographs of Pearl and her friends. She just sent these pictures to us about a week ago.
Yeah, you told us, Abner.
She sure looks nice in her nurse's outfit, don't she?
Yeah, she sure does. I believe she's growed some, ain't she?
No. Fact is, she ain't as heavy as she was when she left home.
Hmm.
And if you want my honest opinions, I think she looks better this way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, you know, Elizabeth, she just can't hardly wait to get Pearl home and fatten her up again.
Yeah, I know Charity's always wanting to fatten somebody up, too. She thinks every girl she sees is too skinny.
Yeah, same with Elizabeth.
Yeah, better rush out in the kitchen again, Abner, and see how they're coming out there.
I was just out there, Grandpa.
Well, see if you can't hurry him up a little there.
Yeah, well, all right, in a minute. Say, did you see this one photograph here of little Pearl standing twixt them other two nurses?
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, Pearl wrote their names down right there on the picture. One of them's named Peggy, and the other's named Margie. Did you see that, Lum?
Yeah.
See the one here on the left? That's Peggy there.
Yeah, seen that.
Did you see it, Ulysses?
Yeah, I saw it, Abner.
Yeah, I seen it, too. Better get out to the kitchen, Abner, and check.
Well, I know they ain't done yet, Grandpap. Why don't you just sit back and take it easy? You ain't going to starve to death. Just relax, Grandpap. This is New Year's Day. It's a holiday. You're supposed to rest today.
Yeah, you're right, I reckon. Of course, a fella does get hungry while he's resting.
Well,
even if it is New Year's.
Just concentrate on the resting, then.
You know, it sure is nice to have a day now and then when you can just sit back and relax.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to do no work or worry about nothing.
Yeah, I know I always enjoy a holiday.
Of course, Sundays, you can always rest on a Sunday.
Well, yeah, natural. But I believe a holiday's even better for resting, though.
Yeah, on Sundays you go to church and such as that.
Sure.
Of course, you do rest on Sundays, but sort of a regular rest. Holiday is an extra one sewed in, sort of. Don't you agree with that, Ulysses?
Okay.
Yeah, I never had looked at it just that way before, but you're just right about it.
I feel the same way. But, you know, it's a peculiar thing. Somehow or other, Elizabeth just don't seem to look forward to holidays much anymore.
She don't?
No. I just don't know what's came over here late years. But just this morning, for instance, now, when she climbed out of bed about 5 o'clock to start making a turkey dressing, why, she said something about being glad when the holiday was over.
That is cute,
yeah.
I reckon what made her say a thing like that?
I don't know. She said something else about it, too, but by that time I'd went back to sleep again, never heard her quite clear.
Well, maybe she just didn't like getting up that early.
Why, it couldn't be that. That imp was about an hour earlier than she generally gets up.
And now, I'll tell you, I've noticed Charity doing a little grumbling on holidays here late, too.
Yeah, same with my woman, Carrie.
Well, being a bachelor, I wouldn't know about that. But it looks to me like women folks just don't appreciate a day to relax in.
Must not.
Of course, maybe it's just because they don't work every day like us men folks does, and so they don't appreciate a change.
Now, Dogies, I believe you hit it right on the head there, Long.
Well, being a bachelor, I can stand off and see these things better than you fellas can.
Yeah, I wish I could see them better. For instance, now this morning I went downstairs, along about 10 o'clock, I reckon it was, to have Elizabeth fix me some breakfast, and you just ought to saw how she was bustling around that kitchen. She just might not knock me down. And I said to her, honey, why don't you take it easy? Just sit down for a few minutes. Read a book or something. You know, she got so mad she might not have took my head off.
Yeah, that's gratitude for you.
That's just what I thought.
Thinking for helping her.
Sure. I even offered to get her a book to read. Told her I'd been reading an awfully interesting one upstairs in bed that morning. I sure she'd enjoy it. And you know, that just seemed to make her madder.
Oh, they're hard to understand, all right, women folks.
That is no dream, boy.
Well, didn't she give you no explanation for getting so mad?
Well, no. All she could think of to say was, how could she find time to sit down and read a book with all that cooking to do?
Huh. Yeah, I've heard that, too.
I believe they say that so much, they begin to believe it. You know, I don't believe Elizabeth left that stove since 5 o'clock this morning. You'd think she was married to the thing.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Abner.
The only time she's got away from it is when she slips outdoors to chop some more wood to keep the thing going.
Well, the whole trouble is that women folks just ain't efficient workers. They don't plan things out.
Of course they don't. All you actually have to do with a turkey is just push it in the oven, let it cook itself. Don't have to stand there and watch the thing all day long. It ain't going to get up and run off.
Well, I tell you, I think what it is mostly is that curiosity gets the best of them.
Oh, yeah.
Just plain out-and-out curiosity.
Yeah.
They got to keep opening up that oven door and peeking in there. Got to keep poking it with a fork, punching it.
Yeah. You'd think they'd afraid the thing wasn't dead yet.
They don't
fly away.
They don't cook it. They just worry it to death.
They do. They do that. They sure do, Grandpap. Yeah.
Well, just like I say, they ain't efficient workers.
No.
Now, you take a man and put him out in that kitchen, he'd get the job done in an hour anyway.
Why, sure, less than that.
I know, I get a lot of my own meals over at the place. Don't take me over 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, of course, now, you're just alone, Mom. For a whole batch of people, it ought to take a little longer, I reckon.
Yeah, but it don't take 2 or 3 days longer.
Oh, of course not.
I know Charity started a couple of days ago to cook up some cranberries for this dinner.
Well, of course, it was 3 days ago at Elizabeth. Wait a minute. There's a good sign, fellas. Dinner must be just about ready, because there's your woman out there in the yard, Ulysses, rounding up the young'uns. Look out the window there.
Yeah, she's doing that. We're practically got our feet under the table right now.
Yeah, at least, ways I believe that's what she's doing. Let me get a better look out the window, and I'll tell you. Yeah, that's it.
Good.
Hey, Dogies, has Earl Pomeroy got a new wagon?
Not that I know of.
Well, that looks like a new one sitting over in his yard. Just look over there once. Don't them look like bigger wheels than he had on that old wagon of his? And look at there.
Oh, well, I know what it is.
Huh?
That's his old wagon, but he's got new wheels for it.
Oh!
Yeah, I heard him over at Caleb's place the other day trying to get some new wheels for it. I reckon he found some.
Well, they look like pretty good ones from here.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't you that was looking for a set of wagon wheels the other day?
Yeah, I got to get some summers, I reckon.
Well, why don't you try to make a deal with Earl for his old ones? Near as I can recollect, he wasn't in such bad condition.
Say, that's a good idea, Ulysses. You ought to do that.
Yeah. Believe if you worked it right, you could get a good price on them. Act like you ain't actually interested in buying them.
Why, sure. Just act like you're willing to take them off his hands for him. Don't let him know what you got any use for him yourself.
Abner, your woman's calling you.
Come here, Abner.
Oh, yeah. What is it, honey?
Keep the kids around the table and don't come on. Dinner's ready.
Oh, well, Elizabeth, can you put the vittles back in the oven and keep them warm for just a few minutes? Well, we got to go over to Earl's place and look at some old wagon wheels. Yeah, come on, feller. Let's go over there.